there was simply an observation that oftentimes when parents praise their children, they seem to use inflated, exaggerated forms of praise, such as perfect or terrific or you did an amazing job. There's not so much that psychologists know about what those inflated forms of praise do for children. We thought that was an interesting question.
So what did you find through this study?
Well, we found that inflated forms of praise, such as perfect and terrific, they work very well for children who have already very high self-esteem to begin with. Those kids with very high self-esteem, they take the inflated praise as an encouragement for future performance. Inflated praise backfires among children with low self-esteem, so precisely those children who need support the most. These kids with low self-esteem, they are somewhat scared by inflated praise because it gives them the feeling that they need to live up to very high standards, and they fear that they cannot be perfect all the time.
So could these forms of inflated praise kind of make that low self-esteem even worse?
It's not so much that it makes their low self-esteem even worse, but what it does do is that it instills a sense of anxiety, perhaps performance anxiety, in kids with low self-esteem. They come to fear that they cannot be perfect, and so they come to avoid challenges.
So how are you hoping that your study and your research can be used in a practical sense by parents?
The message of our study is not that parents should stop praising their children, obviously. But the message is that parents should be very careful in how to phrase their praise. We believe that it is important to simply say, well done, or you made a beautiful drawing. That's better than saying perfect, or you made an incredibly beautiful drawing. So it's best for parents to stop inflating their praise.
Is it sometimes difficult for parents to kind of tell whether their child is in this high self-esteem or low self-esteem category, and whether these kind of inflated praises might be damaging?
Yeah. It is obviously very difficult. On the other hand, research shows that parents typically know relatively well how positively their children think about themselves. It is especially for parents with low self-esteem children, it is important not to inflate their praise.
I mean, I suppose if you're a parent yourself, it can be quite unnerving and almost make you quite anxious if you're being told, don't do this, do this, be careful how you do this. I mean, is this quite a generalized message rather than a kind of a rule for life?
Absolutely. It is very difficult. I'm a father myself, and I have trouble myself in giving praise to my children, or the correct forms of praise to my children. So it's not so much that we are severely damaging our children by giving them inflated praise, of course. It is just that when parents want to know how to optimally phrase the praise that they give their children, it is important for them to realize that they should not, or that it's best not to inflate their praise.